Attorney General Bill Barr said today that the Department of Justice has learned of serious irregularities at the federal facility where Jeffrey Epstein died, and that the department's inspector general will get to the bottom of what happened. What happened is that Epstein had been taken off suicide watch after trying to harm himself recently. He was supposed to be checked every half hour. He wasn't. He was supposed to have a cellmate. He didn't. Prison authorities say he hanged himself Saturday. So, of course, the criminal case against him by federal prosecutors has ended. But among the charges against Epstein was conspiracy to commit sex trafficking of minors, a charge that could be leveled against others. Barr also said that his co-conspirators should not rest easy. Let's bring in Nicole Hong. She covers courts and legal issues for The Wall Street Journal. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Now, we know that the day before Jeffrey Epstein took his life, a federal appeals court ordered disclosure of hundreds of pages of previously sealed documents, some sworn depositions, telling how Epstein recruited girls. This was part of a defamation suit filed by a woman against Epstein's companion, Ghislaine Maxwell. What's the legal significance of these documents?
So the documents were really the first time that we saw the full scope and scale of the alleged sex trafficking operation against him. There were depositions from former household employees. There were new details, new allegations, new names of men who had allegedly had sex with some of these women and girls. And more documents, we expect, will be unsealed in the coming weeks.
Yeah. Well, another woman, I believe the name is Johanna Joberg, testified in a deposition that she was recruited by Ghislaine Maxwell in 2001 as a college student. She was instructed in massages that included sexual acts. Many allegations. What is Maxwell saying?
Maxwell's lawyers have not commented to the press at all since Epstein's arrest. They have responded in civil lawsuits over the years, saying that, you know, she was never aware of any underage girls in the house. They've denied any of the allegations of sex abuse.
Well, you write that these new filings and criminal investigations threaten to ensnare Epstein's former high-profile clients, but we know that there were also personal connections to Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew. Bill Clinton's people said he took plane trips for his charity from Epstein, but they claim he severed any relationship. There are also scientists and academics. Epstein ingratiated himself with top scientists, many of them now saying they're embarrassed. They were willing to overlook what they could see, many underage women, because of what they might be getting from this relationship with what they thought was a wealthy man. Is not saying something, though, the same as conspiracy?
So, yeah, conspiracy, they have to prove that the person actually conspired with Epstein to carry out a sex trafficking operation. And so they're going to be targeting high-level people within his organization, the top recruiters, the top assistants, the top enablers, the people who helped procure these girls and, you know, taught them how to perform the massages. That's my guess of who prosecutors will be targeting next.
Well, there were also a number of subpoenas of these longtime associates who might be pilots, let's say, who were flying high-profile men to Epstein's private island. But what about NDAs? One detective working, you know, for some of these young victims said he met a man who worked for Epstein who sobbed because he wanted to talk, but he couldn't because of these non-disclosure agreements. Are they applicable now that Epstein is dead?
For the purposes of a federal criminal investigation, the non-disclosure agreement doesn't stop them from reporting criminal activity to federal prosecutors or from testifying before a grand jury. And since we know the criminal investigation is ongoing, I suspect a lot of people now will be wanting to talk to the government.
And President Trump, he was pictured partying with Epstein years ago. At the time, he said Epstein likes young girls. The president also said they had a falling out. We're told by Miami Herald reporter Julie Brown it was over a real estate deal. But there was that 2016 lawsuit alleging that Trump and Epstein assaulted an underage woman at a party. That was dismissed just before the 2016 election. What is any sense of President Trump's connection to any investigations?
So far, I think he's just one of the many high-profile men who have been in Jeffrey Epstein's orbit. Like I said before, federal prosecutors are going to be targeting, at least for criminal charges, people who were very high up in his organization, who worked for him directly, and who knew about the alleged criminal activity.
Right. Wall Street Journal's Nicole Hong, thank you so much.
Thank you.